Hello, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Coming to you from the heart of Cincinnati.
Lovely romantic what? Walnut Hills?
Uh-huh.
Ah, beautiful.
It's 6 minutes after 2 o'clock.
And it's nasty outside. It's snowing and hailing and raining and freezing and sleeting.
I was just sitting there watching the news, and the guy says we're going to get a little rain overnight, so I'm thinking, it won't be too bad going in the station. We can leave at the last minute possible. But we were wrong. We walked outside, and there was a blizzard going on.
Nasty. It's like December. I know we're still in winter, officially, because it's March, and winter doesn't end until the third week of March or so. But my good gosh almighty, not this late in the year. It's just brutal outside. Just absolutely brutal outside. But we're here to sacrifice. We'll drive through the slush.
Rob, you know what they say about March, don't you?
Comes in like a leopard, goes out like a skunk.
Something like that. That's close enough. All right, say the phone number.
749-1444. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF Cincinnati. What radio is meant to be...
Show mood. We're going to be talking a little bit about baseball tonight. Now, why are we going to talk about baseball?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but they got this replacement team going on with the Cincinnati Reds instead of the regular team, and just between you and me, it's kind of exciting. It's like that first Bad News Bears movie.
Kind of exciting?
You know it's going to have a happy ending.
You're the only one excited.
You know it's going to have a happy ending.
Let's talk to Megan.
Just like that Bad News Bears album. Megan.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Megan.
I'm calling to voice my support for the last song.
I love rock and roll. Me too. Uh-huh.
We all love rock and roll. Who doesn't?
Well, I certainly do.
Except for, like, Phil Burris and some other parents out there who could not like rock and roll.
And I love Joan Jett.
I'm thinking hard. Well, see, that's the whole thing, is that I really had to call and let you know that I'm glad you guys supported Joan and her work.
Why, what's the big deal about Joan Jett? I mean, I'm not saying she's not cool. I mean, she's cool and all. But what's your big kick with Joan Jett?
My big kick is, she's very, she's got a voice, and she's using it, like politically, musically.
Oh, so you're not saying she's a good singer, but she speaks her mind?
Well, she's an excellent singer as well. I have to really...
What has she said in the political circus that, you support?
Oh, well, you know, just all the basic feminist rhetoric.
Just basically by being a chick... that grabs an axe, slings it down to her knees, and bashes out power cords, she's making a statement.
Well, not just that. I mean, if you really... I mean, have you listened to the lyrics? I bet you have.
I love rock and roll.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Yes.
Exactly.
There's also I Don't Give a Damn About My Bad Reputation.
Exactly. I mean, listen to what you could do with that, you know. And some of her new stuff... is really a lot of her old stuff, you know.
Are you actually admitting that you've heard some of her new stuff?
Didn't hear that. What?
The new record's pretty good.
Have you heard her new stuff?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was still putting out new stuff.
Oh, yeah, she cut some songs with the chicks in L7 and Bikini Kill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's doing some great stuff. She's really,
All right, Megan, well, thanks for calling, and thanks for tuning in, and thanks for being a part of
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay.
And write Joan a letter, tell her to come back to Bogarts, and I'll see you in the mosh pit.
I will.
Lighter. I love Joan Jett. She's the greatest. She did that one album of all covers, and that was pretty bad. But other than that, she's had a sterling career.
She didn't do it with Brian Ferry, did she?
What's that?
An album of all covers?
Yes, she did. She
did a record with Brian Ferry, and they did all
covers. No, it wasn't with Brian. It was like... She called hers the hit list, and it was like Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap and Tush and all these classic EBN-type songs, and it was pretty bad. But she does a great cover of Roadrunner, the Jonathan Richman tune, and she does a great cover of, I Want to Be Your Dog, the Old Stooges tune. She does that real well. She'll crawl around on all fours on stage, like arching her back, very seductive-like. This is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we'll talk about Joan Jett. Or we'll talk about guys who want to be baseball players. Guys who at one brief shining moment in their pathetic, worthless lives thought they had that sparkle of talent which manifests itself into a major league ball player. Alas and alack, thousands and thousands and thousands of people have that brief moment where they think that maybe someday they could become a major league ball player, and they just wallow in the minor leagues for years and years and years.
Well, now's their chance, isn't it, Rob?
Now is their chance, now that the real ball players are on an extended holiday.
You and I could go play baseball now, couldn't we?
Yeah, probably. So, well, you know what? Here's the deal, Chris. Since all the AAA and the AAA teams, the minor leagues will be decimated too, because some of the minor leaguers are sitting out in sympathy of the major leaguers, and so the other minor leaguers will be in the big leagues. We could probably go get a job now with like the Nashville Sounds or the Memphis Chicks or the Indianapolis Indians or the Columbus Clippers. We could probably go get a minor league job like that. Just, you know, if you could walk around. Hey, our special guest is here. Wow. This is going to be a great night.
In a few minutes, we have a special guest. Brian Ewing will be here. Come on and sit down.
Brian Ewing. He's got two records out. Two? Or you got another one out already? Two. Two, but he writes a record every week. It's just he doesn't put them out that fast. Plays all over the place. Played earlier this evening. Where are you? Mom Earth? Up there in O-Town. Home of the Miami Redskins we won tonight.
Okay.
All right, who are we talking to?
We're going
to
call Motorboat Jones. Who's Motorboat Jones, Rob?
I don't know, but his wife calls him the Love Boat.
Motorboat Jones plays left field for the Reds now.
Really? What was he doing last year?
We'll find out.
Hanging drywall?
Mm-hmm.
Putting in carpet?
Good morning, Plant City Holiday Inn.
Hi, is this the Holiday Inn in Plant City?
This is the front, yes, sir.
Could we have the room, please, for Eugene Motorboat Jones?
For Eugene Jones?
Eugene, yes.
Okay, see what... What group is he with?
He's with the Reds.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I'm hold on here.
He's probably on your A-list.
Yeah,
as an A-OK.
Hold on just a moment. Let me transfer you.
Okay, we're going to call Motorboat Jones now.
What kind of Nimrod would actually transfer you to somebody's room at quarter after two?
That Nimrod that just answered.
They hire the handicap down there in Plant City.
They must.
They're fun to watch. Motorboat's not answering.
Hello, is this Eugene Motorboat Jones?
Hold on.
They're bunking him up. They must be bunking him up.
Pedro got his own room.
Yeah.
What? Pedro got his own room.
Hello, is this Motorboat Jones?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati, and we're on the air on WAIF. How you doing tonight, Mr. Jones?
Oh, sweet.
Were you dreaming about playing in the big leagues?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
We need to find out who some of these replacement players are with the Cincinnati Reds this year and what they did before they were replacement Reds. And we'd like to, from this point forward, drop the word replacement and just call you the left fielder.
Talking about me?
Yeah, Motorboat Jones.
Uh-huh.
I understand your wife calls you the Love Boat.
Yeah, they do.
Well, who's that fella that just answered the phone?
Huh?
Who's that fella that just answered the phone?
That was Chris Vasquez.
What position does he play?
Right field.
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's good.
What were you doing at this time last year?
I was working at a gym.
At a gym? Mm-hmm. And you were in the Reds farm system, though, before that, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
For how long?
For 6 years.
6 years? So how old are you now?
25.
Did you ever get called up for a cup of coffee or anything?
No.
Wow. Were you ever invited to the Major League spring training?
I always came in March. I always played in a couple games, doing the exhibition games in spring training.
So what made you decide to get out of baseball last year? Was that your decision or was that the Reds' decision?
I became a free agent last year.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you happy to be back with the Reds?
Yeah, I am.
Did you grow a beard and a mustache when you got off the Reds and then have to shave it off?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, seems like everybody does that. Do you wear an earring?
Do I wear an earring?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you know. What do you think about working for Marge? You think you're a fruit?
Huh?
You know, Marge Schott said that guys that have earrings are fruits.
A fruit?
Yeah.
Oh, I read about that when I was at home last year.
What'd you think?
What I think? I started laughing.
Yeah. Oh, Marge, she make you laugh a lot.
Yeah, she does.
Hey, Motorboat, your brother pitches for the Blue Jays, doesn't he?
Yeah, he do.
He whooped your hiney on Saturday afternoon, didn't he?
On Saturday afternoon?
Or was it Sunday?
No, he won't me, but he got me today, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he get the win?
No, he didn't.
Is he a good pitcher?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was he pitching before he came to the Blue Jays?
Before he came to the Blue Jays this year?
Yeah.
He's been out of baseball for 3 years because he hurt his shoulder.
What happened to his shoulder? Did you throw it out like Browning did?
I don't know exactly like Browning did, but he did something like that.
So who are some of the guys on the squad this year that we should keep an eye on?
Chris Vasquez.
Hey, you're saying that because he's your roomie.
No, Chris Vasquez can run. He can hit.
What's his average so far?
Huh?
What's his average so far this spring?
He's probably hitting over 300 right now.
There is a red over 300 right now?
Wow.
You guys haven't won a game yet.
They won the other day. They won yesterday, didn't they?
Did they?
We won yesterday.
All right.
Congratulations. It's about time.
Thank you.
You know, Cincinnati fans are hard to please.
They are?
We want a winning team.
Uh-huh.
This year we want a winning team. Because we had one coming last year, you know.
Uh-huh.
And spring training, you know, the mood is usually light, and you wacky, nutty ball player types are always hitting each other in the face with shaving cream pies and giving each other hot feet and shoving potatoes in the tailpipes and stuff. Is there a lot of that going on this year, or is the mood kind of sedate?
Right now, everybody worrying about playing baseball right now.
So you guys are getting down to business on this goofing off like the regular players did.
Yeah, they're not goofing off anything. They're playing baseball now. They're very serious about it right now.
Has Pedro Bourbon pitched at any spring training games yet?
No, he haven't.
Do you think he will?
I think he might get a couple of pitches in, maybe one day.
A couple of pitches, and then they'll pull him right back out again?
Probably.
Now, John Franco, you know, he used to be on the Reds, now he's on the Mets, little pitcher. He said that he'd kick somebody's ass and cross the pick line. If you got in a fight with John Franco, do you think you could take him?
With John Franco?
Yeah, you know who John Franco is?
Yeah, I know who John Franco is.
Do you think you could lick him?
Do I think I can lick him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Straight up, one-on-one, man-on-man, Motorboat versus Franco.
I don't know.
I think you could take him.
Where did you get the nickname Motorboat anyway?
My grandmother.
Did you have a motorboat?
Huh?
Do you have a motorboat?
Do I have a motorboat? No, I don't.
You just go a whole lot?
Yeah, when I was little, yes, I was.
What made your grandma give you that nickname?
Because everybody in my family have a nickname.
What's your brother's nickname?
The one that pitched against me?
Yeah.
Alabama.
Huh? Yeah.
Don't they call him Alabama?
No, they don't call him Alabama.
What do they call him?
They call him Babu.
Babu?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
So how did you earn the nickname Love Boat with your wife?
What? I think you gotta ask her that.
But she ain't around. Sounds like Vasquez is sleeping next to you tonight.
No, you can call her and ask her.
Alright, well, we sure appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Motorboat.
Okay.
Hey, Motorboat, let me ask you one more question.
Go ahead.
Last week, about this time of the night, we called Pedro Bourbon and talked to him for about 5 minutes. And tonight we called you because you're our favorite player in the new lineup.
Uh-huh.
Who should we call next Tuesday night at 2 o'clock in the morning? He's thinking.
How about Davey Johnson? Does he even talk to you guys?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
He hates you guys. And every day in the newspaper, he says something else that insults you guys.
Oh, yeah, what did he say yesterday?
Not yet.
What was that thing in Newsweek?
Oh, he said something when you made that swap with Cleveland, and the Reds got future considerations, and the Indians got 5 players.
He says Cleveland got the better of the deals. They didn't get anybody.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
He's a hoser, man. Go tell him I said so. So what's his room number anyway?
Oh, I don't know.
What's up with his complexion? Does he have the worst complexion you've ever seen on a major league manager?
I think he's cool, though.
He is cool. He probably had really bad zits in junior high. He had no girlfriends.
Oh.
It's affected his managerial style.
So you ever call him next?
Yeah, okay. We'll call him next week.
Oh, y'all are?
You got to tell us how to get a hold of him, though, because he's a little more high profile than Motorboat Jones.
Oh, I don't know.
What hotel is he staying at?
I don't know. He's not staying here?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm not in Plant City.
Oh, that's right. Maybe you can check at the front desk.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Motorboat Jones, Cincinnati's newest rising star.
His wife calls him the Love Boat.
Watch for him in the 1995 baseball season.
I heard he's got an arm like a cannon.
Oh, he sure does. Four hops to the infield, that's all. Just four. 749-1444 is the phone number at this radio station. This is a late-night talk show. We'll talk about replacement ball players. We'll talk about...
Are you going to play live, Brian, or are we going to play your tapes?
Sure, why not?
We'll talk about alternative music in a little while. We'll also be talking about Dick Armey's flat tax idea.
Man, we're going to talk about all that and have live music?
Yeah. So let's go to our guest now, Rob. Why don't you introduce our folk singer tonight?
Brian Ewing. Cincinnati, Ohio. You got two records out. What are they called?
9 o'clock Friday nights and Choosing Sides.
And where are these available at?
Mainly for me.
Really?
Yes.
So how long have you been playing?
Music in general, about 10 years. But seriously playing out, about two.
How long have you been writing your own songs?
About 10 years.
Wow! So you're a wily, grizzled vet of the music scene. Where do you usually play at?
Play every Friday at Empire Bar downtown. Play there on Wednesdays as well, part of the open mic. They have a great open mic there.
On Wednesdays at the Empire
Wednesdays,
Bar?
It's one of the most open mics you'll ever see.
Jugglers, magicians, guys eating fire,
A lot of spoken word, a lot of acoustic acts. Basically, anybody who has something to say, get up on stage and say it.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
What do you usually say?
Not much.
Buy my tapes.
Buy my tapes is a
So what's your angle with your songs? I mean, are you a little bit country or a little bit folk or a little bit alternative unplugged rock?
It's been called modern folk or, thank you, or alternative folk kind of thing.
Okay, well, whip out your axe and lay one on us and we'll judge for ourselves.
Okay, I'll get
okay.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in and give Brian Ewing a request... Or ask him to sing a song to your long-lost love. He could probably do it for you, 749-1444.
Or if you want to call up and find out how you can get one of his tapes. And it looks to me like he's got a new axe.
I do.
Where's the ovation? He got rid of the ovation?
My boy's got a new guitar, and he's got a tape to sell you.
An AL.
So 749-1444.
What is that?
Art and Lather.
Art and Lather. Is that a new brand or something?
It's a division of
He's got a Smith & Wesson over here. He's got a guitar made by a gun factory. All right, we're going to have to set up, pop him up on his stool and set the thing like here, like we did with...
Yeah, he can sit on a stool like Bob Dylan did at the Royal Albert Hall in 1966 here.
Look back!
Right, this will be great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chris and Rob proudly present on acoustic guitar and grizzled vocals, Brian Ewing.
Hold on. Do a sound check.
Testing 1, 2. If I mean everything to you,
All right, Brian, is that song on one of your new albums?
No, that's a brand new. That's about 2 weeks old.
Unreleased music right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
First, Fast, Furious, and Factual.
So, Brian, where did you get your start in the music business?
In the music business, playing with a little high school band at Finneytown High School.
What were they called?
We were called Interaction.
Ooh. Pretty close to intercourse.
Well, unfortunately for us, no.
Brian, what do you think of these replacement Cincinnati Reds players?
You know, they're pretty much just like the Bengals to me. Who pays attention anymore?
You don't pay attention to the Bengals?
Well, not, you know.
They may be losing, but they're pros, and going to the game is fun, usually.
Yeah.
And they got the Shakin' Blake.
Only if it's free is going to the game fun, and you know it. No one ever pays for a Bengals ticket.
No, you got to get them at work or something.
So do you prefer to be called a singer-songwriter or a troubadour?
Singer-songwriter. Yeah, most definitely.
And where do you find inspiration for most of your songs?
Just in daily life. God, that sounds terrible, but it's pretty
well,
much
I mean, true. I would gather that most of our audience, if not all of them, have probably never heard any of your songs.
It's
are
true.
Wondering who the hell you are and why you're on the radio. Are your songs politically motivated, or are they about girls?
About half and half.
Have you ever written a song about your car?
No, I haven't. Actually, about half and half. Half of them are about my girlfriend, and the other half are pretty much political, social, environmental.
Do you love her?
Kind of topics. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He loves her. Would you marry her someday?
Oh, sure.
Is she tuned in?
No, she's sleeping.
She has a life.
Okay. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking replacement Bengals. We're talking about Newt the Gingrich. The people of Georgia should be ashamed of themselves for voting for him. That's all I have to say on that issue. And some guy up in Hartford, Connecticut, found a penny that's worth $200. Now you say, how can a penny be worth $200? Somehow it got Liberty printed on it twice. Go figure that out.
Wow. So are you available for parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings, and things like that, Brian?
Why, sure.
Do you have any upcoming dates you'd like to plug?
Oh, sure.
Since you have your calendar out?
Yeah, I play the Empire Bar, as I said, every Friday, playing Blue Mountain Coffee Company.
How come Chris and Rob aren't on your calendar?
Because this was made up before I knew
okay.
I was going to be
okay,
here.
Okay, great.
See, if you guys would have, like, booked me in advance, you know, then we could have had, you know, you on here.
You came from Oxford tonight, is that correct?
That's correct, and the roads are bad.
How are things in Oxford?
Jubal was the basketball team.
That is true. It was a pretty good night, actually.
Look, the Miami Redskins basketball team is triumphant once again.
Bowling Green got their ass kicked.
They beat Bowling Green. And how are the roads? You drove all the way from Oxford down here to sunny, romantic Walnut Hills.
Correct.
And the roads probably gradually got worse as you drove south, didn't they?
Yeah, actually. I spent the entire time trying to avoid people spinning around in front of me, pretty much was the whole night.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Any advice that any wayward travelers who are tuned in should know about? This is just like John Phillips and the Sky Frog or something.
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't have to be out, if it's not like an emergency, if you're like, you know, not out of your courts.
Stay home in bed.
You know,
I imagine the only people that are driving right now are either on their way to or from a night job or are drunk.
That's true.
You know, or are cops.
Yeah, and do you guys have a lot of cops listen to your show?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they love us.
Yeah.
The police force love us.
Okay.
And we love the police force.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty bad. The roads were not good.
Now, Brian, I understand that alternative rock music is on the way out, and campy prepubescent pop is on the way back in, just like it was in the early 80s.
Damn.
The cycle has come around. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden, Smashing Pumpkins, and Live are all out. They're all
out?
Old news.
Oh.
Most of them have a dead member in the band by now. And some guy from one of these rock music industry publications, a guy named Jeff Pollock. That's his name, Pollock. And his quote is, there are a lot of new bands, but not a lot of real quality stars.
That's true.
What'd you think of the Grammys this year, Brian?
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch them.
Nobody watches them. Why would anybody watch them? There's no music on the Grammys.
No, nothing to speak of, anyway.
Who is Sheryl Crow?
Good question.
Somebody must have bought her a record because she won a Grammy for it, but I don't know who she is.
It was only
like 3 million, dude.
Well, it was only like 12. It was only number 12 on the Billboard charts, but now she won a Grammy, so expected to be number one this next week.
So did you pick up the guitar because you thought it was a big phallic symbol and you thought chicks would flock to you?
I thought it was a babe magnet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
So why aren't you in a heavy metal band getting the chicks?
Have you seen the chicks that hang out with heavy metal bands?
Yeah, they're all hot.
Well.
Have you ever seen a Warrant video? All those chicks are hot.
No, but those aren't the women who actually hang out with the band. They get paid to hang out with the band.
What?
The women who actually hang out with the band, you don't want to know.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
No.
Don't you? Yes.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to bust your bubble like that, Rob.
All right. You want to do another song?
Okay.
Okay. What's the name of this one?
What should I do?
I don't know. Do one you wrote.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-oh, bring out the capo. Take off the capo.
This is a song about writing the last song that I'll ever write.
Here we go. A song about writing the last song you'll ever write.
This is called The Last Song.
It's called The Last Song on Chris and Rob, WAIF.
With just these. so long. Will you still sing for me in the words of my last song?
That one sounded very Who-ish to me. Very Pete Townsend-ish.
I got to do my cartwheels.
Where was the windmills? Where were the windmills there at the end? Here you go. Read this for us. You're a professional reader.
What costs you absolutely nothing to use, but an arm and a leg if you don't?
Oh. I know.
You in the back. You in the back.
I know. My seat belt.
You are correct.
Dang. Do I get a cookie?
No, but you do get the safety conscious
Here's
award.
Here's a cookie, Brian, if you want a cookie.
Oh, Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, not Thin Mints.
You know what?
No Thin Mints? What is this?
Those are the peanut butter
kind. I thought you guys
did
a high-class show here.
They got peanut butter in them. Those are great.
Okay.
Everyone knows that March is good for one thing and one thing only. Girl Scout cookies.
You know, you could learn a lot from a dummy. Mm-hmm. So buckle your seatbelt. This is a message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council. And, of course, all your friends right here. At Wave.
The phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. I'll say it one more time, 749-1444. We're taking calls. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with special guest Brian Ewing. And let me throw this out at you. An advocacy group that studies how children are portrayed on television finds that children are mostly portrayed as white in a white world, which have no apparent family ties, little interest in school, no concern for issues such as religion, financial issues, social issues, homelessness. None of these things are covered. Children are just painted to be pretty white bread. Brian, how do you feel about that?
What the hell are you talking about? What?
I like it.
What? Yeah. Not Blossom. Blossom is very issue-oriented.
Is it? What's Blossom about?
It's about an issue.
Yes, Rob, fill
girl.
Us in.
It's about this girl and her struggles through life and getting drilled by different guys all the time and things like that.
Television shows children's lives that are tremendously easier than most kids' real lives. That's
How
what it says
adults
here.
Adults' lives, too.
Yeah.
My life's not like Baywatch. Close, but not... Not exactly.
Well, my life is like Baywatch,
yes,
and I'm used to it.
He's got the swimsuits to prove it, too.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. Hard to believe that television is unreal.
Leave it to Beaver.
Next thing you know, you remember Rat Patrol? Remember the show Rat Patrol?
No, I do not.
In Rat Patrol, these guys would haul ass across the desert in one of those tracked vehicles, like a truck. They'd find a bunch of Germans, or as they could call them back then in the 60s, Jerrys or Krauts. They'd find a nest of Jerrys or Krauts, throw a grenade into the nest, and then shoot everybody there with a 50 caliber machine gun, and none of them would bleed, but they would die peacefully like a hydrogen bomb went off.
Cool.
That wasn't realistic either. We got Rob again, two B's. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Chris?
Where are you calling from?
What's that?
Where are you calling from tonight?
Out in Amelia, man.
How are things in Amelia?
Well, other than some child homicides, everything's all right.
Child homicide?
Yeah.
Is that where that happened?
Well, that was Batavia.
No, it's right down the street from where I live.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the way it sounded, the mother did it, man. Just knocked the shit out of a little 8-year-old.
Well, I think I saw something about that on the news tonight. Do you know any of these people?
No, man.
You don't know the lady?
I know where the body was at, though. I mean,
where?
I fish out that way.
Yeah.
But I had nothing to do with it now.
Grody. I'm sure that you don't.
Hey,
although, if you do have any confessions that you'd like to get off your chest, Chris and Rob could be your forum.
You think so?
Yeah.
I got about a 312-page confession.
But... Well, let's start with the first one. What would that be?
Well, I was wondering how we get a tape of your man in there tonight.
Brian.
Brian, how do we get a tape?
Well, I tell you what, I did have tapes a long time in a couple of record stores around town, but I just got screwed over too much. So pretty much the only place you can get them is to come see me play sometime.
Okay, that's cool.
Brian, don't you have a P.O. box or an 800 number or something?
No, I'm not that big yet. But thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, he sounds like Ian Anderson, man.
Well, cool. Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, do you know any tall? Brian, could you lay some tall licks on us?
I know no Jethro Tull.
Well, you got to. You have to fake it. Now, come on.
Yeah, I had the headphones on, man. My ears are buzzing here.
Let's see. Who knows any?
Sitting on a park bench.
You need a electric for that. Now you check out the stand up. Some of the old stuff. Benefit. There's a lot of acoustic stuff on that. It's pretty cool.
I forgot about toll heads and what they're like. They're like this guy. Okay, enough for this.
Where you gonna be? Tell them where you can. Where's the next place you'll be?
Next place, so I'll be at Empire on Friday night. Empire Bar downtown.
Oh, how about tonight? The
8th. Yeah, spoken word there. Same place, Empire Bar.
All right.
Hey, can I ask him a question about how you got the tapes made?
Sure.
How many copies did you run off?
The first tape I did, I had 200 run off.
Uh-huh.
The second tape, I'm running them in sets of 100.
Where are you doing this at? You just got like a 4-track or?
No, I'm going through Finley Sound Studio, which used to be on Finley. It's now over on Harrison. Same place that the Tiger Lilies record, Wolverton Brothers, Spoonbender, some of those type of more alternative bands.
Okay, but you're saying it's not real economical to make that run and sell it kind of at a retail deal?
Well, actually, you know, I tried that, but I just got screwed over by the record stores. You know, they were selling tapes out from under me and then saying that I never gave them tapes. So I just decided to go ahead and sell them myself. It just saves a lot of trouble.
So right. You're saying some of these local retailers would sell a Brian Ewing tape and then not give Brian Ewing his $3 or $4 or whatever the hell it was?
That's what I'm saying, Rob.
Name names.
I'm not naming names.
If you cross one of them, could they possibly turn you into a toad or something because they have mystical powers?
No.
Okay.
What's that run, man, about 200 copies like that?
Actually, the place that I'm doing them now, they're run directly from DAT real time for 100 copies. I think it was like $350, but that's like with color covers on cassette printing, the whole nine yards.
So you like sat in with studio time, or did you basically bring them like a reel or something?
What?
Just answer his question, Brian.
We actually went into the studio. We recorded 13 songs for the new one.
What studio?
Finley Sound Studio, Rob.
I was asking, Meg. I'm getting ready to run. I was going to run like 500 copies of a book on tape.
Yeah. You should give him a call. His name is Chuck over at Finley Sound.
Oh, cool.
Rob, what does your book on tape sound like?
Well, it's going to have some music on it, too, man. It should be pretty good.
Who's doing the music?
A dude used to float around here a long time ago named Cruzy.
What book?
Well, it's a book I wrote, The Crackers for Lycanthrope.
Can you give us a little sample of it real quick?
Yeah, I got the proofs right here.
Great. Would you like me to put a little music behind you?
Sure, man.
What kind?
Come on.
What kind of music?
Some of that acoustic air would be all right.
Hey, Brian, get back here.
He's out there taking a leak in the hall.
Hey, Brian, strum some ambient chords while he reads some of his book.
Okay.
So it's kind of a Tolian finger-picking kind of thing.
Okay, there you go.
When I heard the dove coo amidst a dense canopy in the distance, I set the shotgun against the well. I then painfully overlapped my hands and went the knuckles of my thumbs for a reed. I blew a deep whistle into the cavity between my cupped palms and the coiled fingers of one hand. I regulated the nuances of the call as I waggled the fingers of my other hand in unison. The coo of the dove then repeated closer to me. I again mimicked its coo, then heard its squeak as the dove flew even closer. The hunt was much more painful for me than it was for the dove.
Why did you shoot your butt?
I crave blood more than meat.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, did you guys get that tape catalog deal?
We never have.
We got no tape catalog deal in the mail here.
You didn't?
No, screw this, man. Now, usually, like, they'll get it, and it'll sit around for a week, and then they'll give it to us. So.
All right, because I mailed it last week.
Okay, we should get it pretty soon, then.
All right, well, jam on.
All right.
Later.
Later. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here at WAIF. Could you imagine that for a whole book?
Where can I get one?
Well, Rob, if you're still listening, when you get that book done, that book on tape done, make sure we get a copy here at WAIF, and we will play the whole thing.
Well, when we take a vacation.
We'll take a vacation. We'll play the whole thing. If it's 3 hours long, we'll play the whole thing on our show. And I'll give you the address here in a couple of minutes. In case you don't know it, you probably do. I'll give the address here at WAIF in a sec.
Jamie!
Hi.
Hi.
What are you guys doing?
We're rock and roll with Brian Ewing. What are you doing?
Playing cards.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah,
strip poker.
No, it's solitaire.
You're playing solitaire?
Yeah.
Are you winning?
No, not yet.
You will.
Yeah, I know.
I know you will.
What are you guys talking about tonight? Just tuned in.
We're talking about a lot of different things. We've got a live acoustic guitar playing folk singer here.
Alrighty then.
Are there any songs you'd like to hear? Like the Edmund Fitzgerald or something? I mean, what would you like to hear?
Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Yes! Poison!
Can he play that?
I don't know the song, actually.
What key is it in, Jamie?
I don't know nothing about the guitar, I'm sorry.
Brian's acting like he don't know the song.
It's gotta be this.
Oh, don't sing it, please.
Do what?
I said, don't sing it, please.
Don't sing it straight.
I said, please, don't sing it.
Okay, she, no, I don't think she... Jamie, I don't think Jamie likes the way you sing, Brian.
Well, he don't sound like Brett Michaels, that's all.
Thank God.
Yeah, well, oh, man.
Who's Brett Michaels?
The lead singer of Poison.
Are they even still together?
I doubt it, but that was a good song. That's a good song.
Every rose.
What was the line that came after that? Every rose had a thorn.
I don't know. I ain't heard it in so long.
Every rose has a thorn. Every night has a thorn.
Every cowboy has a sad song or something.
Every cow. What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's been so long since I heard it.
Loser ass know about a cowboy. Real cowboy kick his beach blonde haired ass.
So what else is on the topic tonight?
Oh, man, we're talking about Newt Gingrich's gay half-sister. We're talking about replacement baseball players. We're talking about all TV shows except for Blossom and Baywatch being totally unrealistic. And we're talking about
the space shuttle looking at pulsars and quasars and volcanoes on Jupiter's moon and stuff.
All that stuff's way over my head.
No, it's not. You're really smart, actually. It can't be way over your head. Don't you have any thoughts on today's hot issues?
Like what?
Like birth control.
No, not really.
What do you think about that Marcia Clark staying out till 10 o'clock every night, not coming home to her babies?
Well, I think that somebody needs to get them babies before something happens. Because if she's not watching them, then hard telling. How old are the kids?
Oh, the kids, they're two precious children. They are just the most darling of children that there ever were. They are too sweet.
And dear, Rob will find out in just a second here.
Youngsters.
He's scouring his latest issue of Newsweek to find out how old these two punks are.
I don't know. They're two little ass monkeys. Your mom's a lawyer. Screw them.
That's all you need to know.
Did you guys hear about that woman that killed that 8-year-old boy ever in Ohio?
Yeah, our last caller knows her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
There.
Huh?
He fishes there where they dump the body.
I didn't hear you.
The guy fishes there where they dump the body. You know, we don't know that the mother... We don't know that it was matricide or infanticide.
Huh?
We don't know that it was infanticide.
Infanticide.
Oh, man. But that's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame whenever an 8-year-old dies, you know? That's
some
funny?
Some old woman over here in... well, not over here, but over in Covington got hit last night. She was walking across the street and a van hit her. It was a hit and run. And it killed her. They said that it knocked her body like a half a mile or something.
Half a mile?
Or not a half a mile. I don't know. Half, what, half a block.
You just get swallowed flubber?
Huh?
What, you just have a big bowl of flubber for dinner or something?
I don't know. And her brains, they said that her brains
were... Oh, all right.
All splattered.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Jamie. We got to go. Sorry, your connection's breaking up. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking to Brian Ewing. How's the market in Cincinnati for original music?
It's actually getting better. It's been, I guess, just in the last couple of months that things are actually starting to pick up where people want to hear it.
People don't just scream out, do time in a bottle, do time in the bottle.
Free Bird!
What is the acoustic version of Free Bird? What is the folk version of
Free
Bird?
I tell you what, there is a guy in town named, I think his name is Tom Martin, who does Stairway to Free Bird. It's actually the music from Free Bird to Stairway to Heaven's lyrics.
Hello, Al, you're on the air.
Hi there. What's going on?
We're doing a late night talk show. What's going on with you tonight, Al?
Well, not much, just trying to stay out of the snow.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Cheviot.
Cheviot?
Yeah.
How snowy is it in Cheviot?
About 2 or 3 inches on the ground out here.
I've heard you can predict the weather in town if you know what the weather is in Cheviot first.
Well, you seem to get it before anybody else does out here.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about tonight, Al?
Those damn Reds.
How about those damn Reds?
Yeah. Are they going to have a parade this year, or have they canceled it?
They're going to have a replacement parade.
A replacement parade?
Yeah, they're going to have some other people parade for them instead.
I see.
A bunch of inflatable dolls.
Okay. I haven't heard anything yet about the Finley Day Parade.
I want to know if they have replacement baseball at Riverfront. Will the ticket prices be the same, and will the beer prices be inflated?
Probably. Who knows?
Al, could you shed some light on this topic?
Ooh, I wish I could. The prices will probably go up.
I think the ticket prices are going to stay the same because they've already been set. And season tickets have already been sold, so they don't want to undercut the people who bought season tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
Al, what is your particular field of expertise?
I'm an electrician.
You're an electrician?
Yep.
Can you build stuff?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you fix a toaster?
I can check it out and find out what's wrong with it.
Even a microwave oven?
To a certain extent, yeah.
Do you know what we could do with all these leaky Russian satellites that are orbiting 600 miles up? They're leaking nuclear radioactive waste, and that stuff's going to crash into the space shuttle and kill our astronauts.
That's not good. There are people in the Air Force that track that stuff. I mean, they're paid big bucks just to watch where the stuff's going. I don't know if you knew that or not.
We sure do. Thanks for enlightening them.
But it sounds to me like you know a lot about electronics. And most of those satellites are made out of electronic gear.
Right, right. Now there are you know they got people, like I said, they got people that literally track that stuff. Space junk.
So you're saying don't ask me, I'm just a dumb guy from Cheviot. Ask one of these guys that's supposed to track it.
Yeah, call out there to NORAD, find out what they know.
NORAD?
Yeah.
That's where they're at?
Well, in that mountain.
Where is NORAD?
Oh, darn.
It's in Colorado?
Yeah.
And what are they doing inside of a mountain?
Basically, they monitor where all the stuff goes.
I bet Dr. No is really inside that mountain.
Nah.
Yes.
Right.
You sound skeptical, Al.
Yeah, a little bit. Dr. No.
Hey, so could you, rig up the Jumbotron there at Riverfront since you're an electrician?
Jumbotron?
Yeah, you know, they have the big giant...
you mean the one down there at Riverfront?
Yeah. When the games start, you can put up some replacement messages and stuff.
That'd be interesting.
Hey, let me ask you something, Al.
Sure.
We'll give you $20 and buy you beer and hot dogs if you can do this.
Okay.
We'll get you some tickets for opening day game. They won't be hard to get, I don't think.
No.
We'll sneak you up there, up into the top five, you know, top five right behind the Jumbotron.
Okay.
Can you sneak up there... You know, maybe take one of your, what do you call it, soldering irons with you. Get a soldering iron, Phillips screwdriver, whatever. You think you can make it say, instead of the stats for the game, make it say, Chris and Rob rule the airwaves of Queen
definitely.
City.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Could you do that?
Sure.
All right. We'll get in touch.
All right.
Thanks for your call tonight, Al.
You know my number. It's on the back wall. They're right behind you.
Oh, boy. Oh, you knew where it says for a good time, call Al.
Right.
Gotcha.
Later.
Later. Okay, we're going to take a short break. 749-1444 is the phone number. We'll be back. We're going to hear some more music from Brian Ewing and take your calls at 749-1444.
Now Rod's probably hosing Rachel Hunter.
Your love is fading, I can feel it fading.
Okay, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show
rolls merrily along with Brian Ewing and, of course, a lovely Jim answering your phone calls.
We're taking your calls at the phone number 749-1444. If you're calling from out of state, out of the area code, that's area code 513-749-1444.
And I imagine right now there are a lot of people sitting at their homes or in their cars or wherever they're listening to this radio station. They're saying, you know, I've heard that Brian Ewing's voice and that name somewhere before, but I've never seen him perform live. Where have I heard that voice before? Where might have they heard you before?
Oh, well, I'm kind of like a disc jockey in
Let's do it this way. I'll throw that last record I just played.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'll re-cue it up again.
What's the name of the song? Through With You? Losing You?
Oh,
I'm losing you. 94.9 The Fox. Rod Stewart. Most classic rock.
WAIF Cincinnati, this isn't the Fox. So you're a Fox jocks?
Yeah, on
the weekends. And they rocks?
Yeah, we definitely do rock.
Yeah, I heard you the other morning, like at noon, you were rocking. And you handed off to the fat man or something.
Oh, yeah, the fat man, baby.
What's he doing in there on a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever? They work you guys like dogs over there.
They do. It's their responsibility. I don't know. I just work there. I'm just on the weekends.
You know what I heard about the Fox? What? I heard every day was a no-repeat day.
Used to be. But now we repeat the hell. Well, I'm not going to talk bad about myself.
You can't repeat classic songs.
Why not?
There's only, you know, if you're playing nothing but songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s.
Yes.
How the hell can you not have enough songs where you don't have to where you have to repeat one a day?
Well, I think first of all, you take all the Michael Bolton songs out.
Okay.
And you know, I think after you do that, the list just kind of dwindles. You know, you take the Hall & Oates out. I think we took the Rod Stewart out. We're no longer playing the Rod Stewart stuff.
No way.
We're not even playing Beatles anymore.
What?
We're not playing Beatles anymore.
This is classic rock, but you don't play Beatles?
That is correct, sir. Now, what they did is they switched it in September. They switched the format to emphasize more the 70s and 80s.
That's not classic rock. That's shit rock.
Yeah,
okay, let's see. We can either play Penny Lane or... I've Got Big Balls by AC. Oh, let's go with the Big Balls by AC/DC.
That's the choice.
That was the decision made.
Hey, I doesn't make the decisions.
Okay. I know. You're just a foot soldier in this war between the corporate giants.
That it is. Can we talk bad about J-Cor now?
Go ahead. What do you want to say about him? The point sucks.
It does.
92-5. We've dropped the point. You should, too. The point's brutal. It's like all Chicago all the time.
Yeah.
We were in a car, though, one time. We were driving to Dayton, and I was with the guy who works at the point.
Yeah.
And we were all like, just say, okay, name the band that you think is on the point right now. And I said Steely Dan. One of my other friends said, I don't know, the Stones, or no, he said Boston. And the guy that works there said, Chicago. I guarantee you, Chicago. Boom, there it was. Saturday. In the park. All Chicago, all the time.
Well, have you heard that Robin Wood show, though?
No, I haven't. Is she good? She talked about breastfeeding and being a mom and changing diapers.
Well,
and why
just today I was looking through the leisure section.
Leisure?
The leisure section. I was looking through the tempo section. There was this lovely little article on gardening I'd like to share with you.
Really?
Yes.
She's become like an FM jock mom kind of person.
Yeah.
Oh, well. FM radio is a vast wasteland, except for WAIF, which is what radio was meant to be. What's your favorite song that you enjoy? What song is it on your song list, either cover or original, do you most look forward to playing?
Usually, if it's an original song, it's the newest songs that I've written. Covers, I don't know. I really like...
I mean, maybe not favorite song like you hear on the radio, but just like they're most fun to play. Or
most
like,
fun to play.
Give you the goosebumps or something.
I play a couple of Pearl Jam songs that are a lot of fun. A Tori Amos song that's very cool. Some R.E.M.
Have you ever cried in the middle of a song? Been so moved by your own work you cried?
No. Hmm. But I have been known to make other people cry.
Really?
Yes.
In a good way or a bad?
You don't want to know. Well,
what's the biggest tip you've ever gotten? Has anybody ever said, hey, kid, play the Ladies of Tramp and I'll give you $50? Have you been able to pull it out?
No $50 tips, but I've gotten a few $10 tips.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to do a specific song for that?
Nah.
Man, you rock and rollers haven't made. What's going on? Oh, well, everybody else has left. You want to do another song?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay. Which one? Is this off of tape? You going to do a song off of tape or just write one here on the spot?
We'll do a song off the tape.
Which tape?
Off of the last tape.
Which is called Brian Ewing, 9 o'clock Friday night.
Well, let's look at what we got.
Well, let's check out the song selection.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to run out of tape. What'd you do with my capo?
What I do is just, I hit his capo under the corn chips. So it's probably all greasy now. It'll slide off right in the middle of the song and pop up and hit the roof.
Okay. This is a song. This is a song that I wrote about 2 days after Kurt Cobain killed himself.
What key is it in?
I don't know. I use a capo.
So that would be an F. The saddest of all keys. Brian Ewing on the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, what radio is meant to be.
I was driving when